Hello.
Hello, Sylvia?
Yes.
Hello, this is Eleven.
Hi.
And we're speaking from WXFM Triad Radio in Chicago. Sylvia, before we go into any questions regarding the dynamic Linda Jones, to whom this program is dedicated, I'd like to ask you a little regarding your own career. In what year did you and Mickey record Love is Strange?
57.
In 1957? You just graduated from high school. And how long did you and Mickey record and perform together?
About 3 years.
I understand that he's now in France, is that true?
He moved to France, and he's been doing quite well for himself, arranging, conducting, and teaching. And he's been touring all the different countries in Europe, playing, and so forth.
I see. What did you do between the days of Mickey and Sylvia and the time you started All Platinum Records and produced artists like The Moments, Leslie Valentine, Linda Jones, and then finally your million-seller Pillow Talk?
Raising a family. I have three boys.
Three boys?
Right.
I see. Is it true that Pillow Talk was originally written for and the background track recorded for Al Green?
Yes, it was. In fact, I took it to Al and Willie Mitchell, who's his producer.
Right.
But Willie thought it was a little too sexy for him.
It was too sexy?
Yeah.
It wasn't too sexy for you. It was just right.
That's right.
How many records did that sell?
2 million.
2 million. Wow. What are your future plans and highest aspirations?
Well, I'd like my company to be a Columbia one day. Since I am a manufacturer, I manufacture records, and that's the business end.
I see.
I'd like to build a giant.
With a name like All Platinum, it might be even bigger than Columbia.
How about it? I hope so.
Now, in regards to Linda Jones, how long was she in association with you and your production efforts at All Platinum?
Oh, about 2.5 years Linda was with us.
I see. I know that Linda was plagued with a terrible illness much of her life. What was that illness?
She suffered from sugar diabetes. She had it very bad, very bad.
I see. Did she die of that or from
did.
Something else?
She died of sugar diabetes. Most people thought it was something else, but it was diabetes.
Because it's very unusual to die from that.
From what?
From sugar diabetes.
No, it is, and diabetes is a very serious illness, and especially if it goes uncared for, you know?
Right.
And Linda was the type of person that loved sweets, starches, potato chips, you know, sodas.
Right.
That sort of stuff all the time. Couldn't stop her.
Right, and with her schedule, she probably couldn't eat the way she was supposed to or didn't.
In fact, she had diabetes so bad that she has gone blind several times from it.
I see. Was she performing at the time that she died?
Yes, she was. She was working at the Apollo Theater in New York. And she went blind a couple times while she was working at the theater. And she had to be taken to the doctor.
Really? Her writers were Poindexter and Poindexter and Jerry Harris and George Kerr and Richard T. Can you tell us anything about them of interest?
Well, I don't know the Poindexters too well or Richard T.
They were with Warner Brothers, I know.
Right, but George Kerr was with us. In fact, he was the one that brought Linda to us. And so George, I was more acquainted with George than I was with the other writers and producers that came before.
I see. Well, her best work was with you, that's for sure. Your Precious Love has got to go down in history as one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, that was a great record. Great record.
I remember the first time I heard it on the radio, I just couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it.
Wasn't it fantastic? And I think the saddest thing that ever happened to me was after she died, trying to get her new things mixed, you know, the songs that were to come out on her new album.
Right.
I was the person that had to do the mixing, and every time I would hear her sing, it just did something to me, you know. It was very hard.
Oh, I think her singing is still doing things to people. Was her early training in church singing?
Yes, it was. In fact, her mother and she has sisters and brothers who all sang in the church, you know.
Did Linda seem to be a very happy person, or did the anguish that she portrayed in her songs give us a better view of what was really going on inside Linda?
No, Linda was always a happy-go-lucky person. But yet when she sang, whatever the song would say, Linda would project it in that way. But she was a very happy person, outgoing, you know?
Right, I know a lot of people that performed with her here in Chicago and in New York and other places, we're all very much influenced by her and felt that she seemed to give a glow wherever she went. Her recordings at the end of her career, Your Precious Love and Not on the Outside, which I believe you wrote, is that right?
Right, Not on the Outside.
Mm-hmm. You and Larry.
And some, Larry Roberts.
Larry Roberts. They seem to be her best works, although that was just last year, and she had not had a hit since 1967 with Hypnotize, which was her first record. Now, what kind of a creative atmosphere did you and your co-producers create in the studio in New Jersey to permit such a soulful performance from Linda? I mean, it just seemed to capture everything that she had to give.
Well, with Linda, you didn't need to have an atmosphere for her. Linda was the type of artist, all you would have to do was turn on the machine, and Linda would just sing.
She was ready to give a first take, and that was it.
That's
and
right.
No more tracking over and over again.
Right. She was fantastic.
Interestingly enough, now that Linda Jones is gone, her work seems to be taking on a cult following. Is there anything else about Linda Jones that her fans would want to know and that perhaps only you, Sylvia, would know and want to pass on?
Well, I'd like to tell them all that Linda left two beautiful daughters who are very talented also. They both sing. They're quite young right now, but I think maybe one day there'll be another Linda Jones, my daughter.
Well, if they can carry on in the same tradition, that would be the best thing that any of us could hope for. Sylvia, best of luck to you with your new record. I know you have a new one coming out very soon. What is that?
It's called If You Ever Get the Notion.
And you wrote that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when is that coming out?
Next week.
Next week. All right. Well, we'll be among the first to play it then.
Oh, I'd love that.
And thank you very much for spending time with us on Triad Radio.
You're quite welcome. All right. My pleasure.
Bye-bye, Sylvia.
Bye.